You are listening to The 945 Show on WFNU-LP, 94.1 FM, and podcasted everywhere. Local music from the Twin Cities.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. We are Frogtown Community Radio. This is the 945 Show. I am your host, Mike Rez. Bridge Sky is not here this morning. She is once again making herself better than me and finishing some homework, getting a paper done, and Mother's Day things, I'm sure. It's Mother's Day tomorrow. Remember to go out there and spend at least $100 on your mom. Has to be at least $100. So, not you. You're a mom, so you're
I'm exempt.
You're exempt. Perfect. Yes. So I am talking to. We have in studio today. We have Samantha Grimes and Katie Tessman. They are, and I'm going to make people do math and reduce this fraction. 2/6 of the Mama Hellcats.
Yay! Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I'm doing math.
You are doing math very
yes,
early.
Yes, we are
in the
2/6. You did it right.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I was thinking yesterday, I'm going to make them do math, and now I have to figure out this math.
Mm-hmm. I need to go get my egg carton and my puff balls. So I'm just going to need a little break.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of people going puff balls and egg cartons.
That's how we did it back in the day.
My day, we did it a little differently. We did it on paper.
Oh.
And we carried the two.
Gotcha. Mike, did you have an abacus?
I was just about to bring up an abacus. See, we're doing this again. So last time Samantha was in, I think we were reading each other's minds the entire time.
Yes, we are one and the same, kindred spirits.
That's Yay. Right, yeah. So we were each other's, what, spirit animals or
yes,
something?
Yes, spirit animals. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. So this is, Katie, you're in for something because we're going to probably be finishing each other's sentences and stuff like that.
Oh,
so.
I can't wait.
But it's okay because Katie and I are also spirit animals.
Yes.
Oh. We're Mama Hellcats.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, we'll be finishing. Well, actually, you know, the reverse. We'll start each other's sentences.
We will start each other's sentences because we are Mama Hellcats.
Yes.
That's,
come full
that's
circle
awesome.
Here.
Yeah. We will start them. You will finish them. Samantha will do both throughout the entire interview.
Oh, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the show coming up on May 16th. That's this Thursday at Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge, and that starts at 7 p.m. So we will get everybody all of that information, and we will listen to some awesome music. And we did not plan it, but the song you heard before the show started was actually one of Samantha's songs.
Yeah.
So, and she was completely jamming out to her own music.
It's true. It's what I do.
Yeah. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
See, we should have set up the live camera.
See,
today.
TikTok could have watched this.
Right.
You would have gotten pennies upon pennies.
Yes.
It would have been raining copper on you.
But you're here.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have had anyone watching.
That's, you know what? That's not true. I'm sure there is some guy in his Speedo pajamas that would just be liking the heck out of that.
I'm glad you said he was wearing clothes.
Well, yeah. We're going to keep it appropriate and professional today.
Right, yeah. It is early in the morning. It is Saturday morning. It is 9:50. If you want more information on the radio station, please go to WFNU.org. You can find out who we are, what we're doing, and all that fun stuff. We have a great event coming up. June 2nd, starting at midnight, we have the Radio-a-thon coming. We are paying the rent.
Great.
We have a goal of $10,000. We will see if we can make it. If you are interested in donating, you can go to our website, WFNU.org. You can also check out our Facebook page and find the event, and you can find the link to donate there. Every $25 donation you give is an entry into winning a television set.
What kind of television set? Why
the
not a
best.
Radio?
That's a good question.
Well, you can stream the radio on the TV.
Yeah, there you go. Download the app.
So smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good segue. Download the WFNU radio app. It's free on all of your devices, and you can listen to anything you want from all of the shows that we do. It's on demand for 2 weeks, including this show. Now, I do have to brag a little bit before we get really into the show here. A new list of Minnesota music podcasts came out yesterday. Feedspot.com.
Okay.
We are ranked number 2.
Number 2
in Minnesota.
Woohoo!
So good for us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Shout out to Bridge too, because I have never made any of these lists or won any awards until she became part of the show. So
aww.
I have to think that she has something to do with it. Plus, the show she did last year during the summer was called Creator Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
That was ranked 18.
My goodness.
Great.
So WFNU landed 2 spots in the top 20.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we beat The Current. We beat some other big names. But Melodic Noise Media is on the list.
Yep, I saw
that.
They
were number 7. Yeah. Ear Coffee is on the list. They're number 5. So
we better get his autograph before we leave.
Right.
Yeah. He's always asking for ours. We need to get his.
I think.
Will you sign the cribbage board that you made?
Absolutely.
Great.
That will be an honor to sign a cribbage board.
My God.
I can put 1 of 1 on the back, too, because there's only one like it.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. Yes.
Yeah, we were talking a whole lot about stuff off the air, so we'll probably
Mike
bring it up.
Mike makes cribbage boards.
That's right, I do.
Mike's paint studio.
See, I'm glad you guys are saying it, because then they can't say, stop promoting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wasn't.
Nope. Just make sure to fill out a W-9 for me a little later, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Sure. So,
for the pennies. For those pennies.
For the pennies upon pennies. I was very excited. You came with gifts today, Katie. You gave me a coffee mug, which looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a Mama Hellcats poster, and both of you signed it. So mm-hmm. The artwork on that looks great. I love the poster that was put together for the show. So let's talk about Mama Hellcats. So like we mentioned, it's a show coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge. Give us the rundown, the who, what, when, where, why.
Well, I mean, it started when we were talking about it would be cool to do something around Mother's Day that celebrated mothers in music. And I remember talking to Katie and saying, you know, hey, we're both moms.
We are
moms,
both
who
moms.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do something to kind of incorporate that fact and find a way to also benefit other organizations and call attention to some of the issues that really affect us as moms and women.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of spiraled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Katie's a go-getter. She really is. The second we came up with this idea, she's like, here we go.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
done.
Here we go. Yep. Yes. Yep. We each invited moms that we thought would be a great way to round out the show. And so in addition to Samantha Grimes and me and my band, Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles, it will be Annie and the Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Haley E. Rydell, Nikki Lemire, and Kashimana.
Nice.
So the 6 of us, I think, represent all the different kinds of families that you could have.
Yes, very much so. And a couple different types of genres, too.
Yes, the genre music. It's going to be like a music festival, too.
Yes.
And we're using both stages at the Hook and Ladder Theater.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how starting six shows at 7 o'clock was going to work.
But well, you can only do it at the Hook.
That's
yeah.
right.
Which is such a great venue and have been so supportive and helpful in this event.
Right.
Yes, they've been incredible. And I'm excited. It's my first time on the main stage there.
Mine too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Because we're moms at Rock.
Yes,
that's
we are.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's awesome. And then you got like both stages going on at the same time.
Yes.
So it is like a mini music festival.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was just at the Hook and Ladder Theater for the first time last month.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the smaller room.
Oh, yes, so, the mission room.
The mission room, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty sweet. So I've never been there before.
It's such a cool environment. You know, it no is. Matter whether you're in the main room or the mission room, it has this energy and it's so cool. Mm-hmm. And the stage is so different than any other stage. Like when you're in the mission room, mm-hmm. I've never been in a triangle before.
Right. Yeah. We had some artists that wanted to project something, and they were like, well, let's move the curtains, not knowing that there was mirrors behind
funny.
The curtains on the one yes. wall. So we're like, well, that's not going to work. Can't project anything on that.
The Hook and Ladder is a nonprofit organization, and their mission is to give back to the community. So them hosting the Mama Hellcats show works great because the mission behind the show is to raise awareness and funds for domestic violence organizations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have some organizations there too, correct?
Yes, there's going to be some representatives to share information. All funds of the ticket proceeds are going to be going to organizations like Sojourner, Standpoint, Alexandra House, and Bridging.
Nice.
We're going to sell t-shirts, mm-hmm. and the proceeds are going to go to these organizations. And then we have Ann Tracy of Mostly Minnesota Music. She's hosting.
Yes.
And is a media sponsor.
Yes, she's our connection to fame.
She's so excited.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And then Minnesota Women's Press is also a co-sponsor, and they have their May issue is all about mental health, and they have lots of information about gender-based violence. So people can get information from them about how do you get help for yourself or for others. Andrea Bennett, Miss USA Elite, is going to be there, and she's an advocate for survival of domestic violence.
Yes. And she's just a beautiful person. I'm so excited to meet her in person.
Yeah. Yes. And then Back Pocket Vintage. They are a vintage clothing store based in St. Paul. And they are going to be making bandanas mm-hmm. with the Mama Hellcats logo.
Oh, sweet.
And proceeds will be donated to help clothe people that yes. are in transition and needing those resources.
That is very awesome.
We think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't Girl at the Rock Show coming too?
Girl at the Rock Show is going to come and
I'm also very
talk about the event. Yeah, yeah. So there'll be some really cool hosts, like posts of the people who've been there. And
yes, yeah. I think it's a really impressive group of people that are all coming together for, you know, an awesome cause, but also to make some really cool music.
Yeah. Who is Girl at the Rock Show?
Girl at the Rock Show? Mike.
Yeah. Sorry.
Probably one of my favorite. Oh, she blogs.
Okay.
And it's kind of an unofficial, I don't know. I think it's like when people in plays go to read the reviews of their plays after.
Okay.
And you read the blog post of your show after from Girl at the Rock Show, and that's how you know if you did a good job.
Oh, got you.
So, and also an impressive photographer.
Sure.
So it's one of those things where I feel like this is going to be, I don't know, one of the highlights of the year for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Highlights of the month, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girl at the Rock Show reviewed my son's band, Burning Blue Rain, at their debut performance at the 7th Street Entry. And it was in January, and she was stepping outside her comfort zone. And the review of the concert was fantastic.
Yep.
Yes.
That's just cool. I'm going to look her up right now on...
On the Instagram?
On Instagram, and mm-hmm. then start following.
Oh, yes.
The Gram.
Mm-hmm. The Gram. And then, is she on TikTok?
I don't do TikTok.
Oh, oh my God. I'm already following.
Oh, see, look at that.
I mean, I knew who she was.
Yeah, the whole time.
Kick in the algorithm and like her first, her like top four posts.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that, right?
Yeah. So then she'll show up in your feed. Yeah,
but no more than the first four. Otherwise, you get shadow banned.
Is that how I got shadow banned
on Instagram?
On Twitter.
On Twitter? You got shadow banned on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Mm. Oh, no.
I have been for like 5 years.
Oh, my.
This is a long one.
You offended the Twitter gods.
It's fine, though. I don't mind. It's Twitter.
It's called X now, you guys.
I know. See, that's the thing. That's probably why I can't.
That could be. Honestly, I don't tweet as often, or I don't X as often.
Post.
there, that's a little bit more realistic. As often as a lot of people, there are some people that are fully vested in their X presence. And no, I just love my Facebook and my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Meta. Thank you for paying your invoices.
Good.
Yay. Yeah. And then TikTok. I think she is on TikTok. I think I follow her because she does like little snippet videos.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Yes. And which Mike is on TikTok too. I just want to point that out.
And you're on TikTok.
I am on TikTok.
You Samantha are on TikTok. Grimes.
Yes. It's very exciting when I see 1 to 2 hearts on my videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes TikTok's algorithm will show me like 9 of your videos in a row, and I'm like, I can't like all 9 of them. Then I'd look like a weird creep. So I'll do every third video. Maybe
it's just you can't do it at 3 a.m. Mike. That's the problem.
Oh,
that's the, it'll tell me at what time you're doing it, and that's when it goes, oh my.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
This guy.
Well, you know, at least the algorithm's bringing me to you because my algorithm somehow has ended me in, like, deep sea fishing TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. But that's fun.
It's interesting. Or lately it's Northern Lights TikTok.
Oh, shocking. I can see that.
Yes.
Yeah, for 2 weeks I was getting live videos of guys tying fishing lures, fishing flies. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys doing it.
Was it calming?
Not really. I had no idea what they were doing. Okay. It's a lot of glue and a lot of yarn and a lot of
fingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow got on like bathroom habit TikTok one time.
Oh my goodness.
And I want to know, what did I search at one point, or what did it overhear? And it thought to itself, these are videos we should present to her, you know?
Right. It was just probably just throwing it out there just to see. Yeah. Maybe we can get her to bite.
Yeah.
I made a mistake and Googled.
Yes. Here we go.
So Laura Ingalls Wilder's paw broke his ribs, and I wanted to see that scene where he was moving the big bags of grain.
Okay.
He still had to do it even with his broken ribs, and I wanted to see his daughters helping those little girls, and then the whole town comes to help him, and he's like, wow, people like me. And I got some really bad results in my Google search.
Okay, with
paw topless.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask.
It wasn't good.
So these were images of him topless?
No, it was images.
Oh no.
It was other paws. Yes.
Get off me, topless. Paw. You're crushing my smokes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where you need to go incognito at that point.
I'm a librarian and I should have known. I should have known that. All that digital literacy that I've known about. Yeah.
Now, lesson learned, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the time is now 10:02. You're listening to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. We are Frogtown Community Radio, and I have 1/3, 2/6 of the Mama Hellcats in here. We're just going to do that all day.
Great.
So
3/12?
3/12?
I don't know. I went to Force
something.
Lake.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how to do that.
Wow. Shout out to Forest Lake.
Go Rangers.
Yeah.
Your choir director didn't teach you that?
No. Oh, absolutely not. My choir teacher just pointed out that I didn't know how to blend properly.
I was told the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shocking that we are lead singers.
That worked out well.
Yeah. My dad loves telling the story of when he would come to a choir concert, and the choir director was constantly directing Katie's voice to be quieter, be quieter, be quieter. So her big arm was like telling the soprano section, but really just Katie.
Yeah.
Be quiet, quiet, be quiet.
You were a soprano?
Yes.
Oh, I was an alto.
That's why you can harmonize now.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. Although I still don't know how to blend.
No, oh no.
Absolutely not.
Just get like a whole bunch of singers on stage with you and just...
There we go.
Just see if you can blend.
It sounds difficult. Well, it's actually funny. I'm friends with my former choir teacher from when I was a little youngster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she follows my music and whatnot. And she goes,
sorry.
Yeah, no, honestly, she's like, well, you know, at least I taught you something. Must not have been blending.
Yeah. Are there any other people from your choir in your class that are a professional musician like you?
There's one young lady, and I don't know, actually two. Two of them have embarked upon the Twin Cities music scene and are doing their own thing. But I think they're very similar to me, whereas, you know, you've got the job that pays the bills.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the music that gives the thrills. You like that? I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker.
I would.
Yes. Yeah. Or a t-shirt.
Coffee mug t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah. You got to put it on something. It's merchandise.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, so I don't know. I would, not to toot my own horn, as some would say, but I think I'm perhaps maybe one that has taken it a little farther. And I'm really proud of that. But they're doing their own things too. And it's fun to see these people that I remember in, you know, tenor, or not tenor, treble. That was the word. Treble choir.
Oh, yeah.
For the ladies that wanted to sing in treble choir. Just seeing some of them and following their Instagrams now, and they're playing at all these venues like The Rock or all that kind of stuff. R-O-K, not the old Rock.
I think it's Roke.
Is it Roke?
I think it might be.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it like a line over the O or something?
Or umlaut?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's like
once
a half
again,
circle.
Went to Forest Lake. Yeah. It's The Rock.
Yes. Yep, you went to Forest Lake. Yes, it's Rock.
Yeah, it's Rock.
But you know it's spelled wrong if it was Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pronounced Forest Lake.
Forest Lake. Nesle 2 hours. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Do they play the upside down or guitar upside down?
No. No, that is mine. Yeah. And mine alone.
That's right. Well, and the only person ever in music history to ever do that.
You know, it's funny. When I was a little youngster and kind of coming up in the world, I was the only person in my sphere of consciousness that was doing that. And now that I've been, gosh, playing music for 30 plus years, which is insane to think. I feel old. I've noticed there are more like me out there in the wilderness, you know, with that low E string on the bottom and just rocking a righty upside down, which is cool.
Okay, so it's not completely Jimi Hendrix style.
No, correct. And a lot of people do compare it to that, but yeah, I don't restring. I just flip and...
So you could play any guitar in the room.
Yes. Except, like with electrics, the only thing I have to do is move the componentry down to the bottom.
Oh, sure.
Because otherwise my lunch lady arm hits the knobs and I turn myself down without thinking about it.
Oh, we don't want that. We want you to turn up.
Yes, exactly. Turn up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to turn down like in the middle of a huge
done it
jam.
Yep,
and then...
did it at the 7th Street entry when I was 19. Oh. And I got a beer bottle chucked at me.
What?
Yeah, that was a rough time.
Wow.
Yeah.
A beer bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Did it hit?
It hit the monitor.
Okay.
Yeah, so fortunately I
was... Behind you?
The monitor in front of me. They had a poor aim.
Mm-hmm. They were
probably drunk. And I was quick as a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you were quick as a cat. And then you became a mama hellcat.
That's true.
Yeah, it was a precursor.
It was,
To Thursday.
Yes.
So, speaking of Thursday, are either one of you playing any new music?
I will be.
Really?
Yeah.
We rehearsed this past week. Oh. And I said, I think we're going to need to do this new song. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
What's this new song called?
It's called Seven Sisters.
Ooh.
And it's, you know, the constellation Pleiades.
Yeah. Yep.
It's also known as the Seven Sisters. So it's the idea of, so Pleiades is super bright. You can always find it in the sky, just like your very close friends. And so the idea of doing it for the show is to dedicate it to all the mama hellcats.
See, that's so complimentary.
Because we're strong and we're supportive. And that's the point of the show, is to remind each other that everything's better with community.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we're all connected. And when we support each other, wondrous things can happen.
Mm-hmm. What's the new song you're going to do?
I released a new song called Wicked Mortals, mm-hmm. and I'll be playing that, which it's really fun live because it has almost more of a acoustic British feel. One of my favorite bands for all time is Travis out of the UK. Ooh. And when I wrote this song, it was after I listened to a lot of podcasts, obviously this one in particular.
Right, yeah, it's number two in Minnesota.
Exactly, yes. Number one in Sam. So, right. But another podcast that I listen to is called Lore, and it's all about just evil, dark history of humankind. And he wrote a book called Wicked Mortals, and it's all about, you know, serial killers and true crime and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, how perfect for the state of the world right now, that I think there is a lot of wickedness going on. And yeah, so I wrote this song, and I'm excited to play it on Thursday.
Does it have a mysterious sound?
You know, I don't know. I hear a lot of, 80s kind of vibe to it. When you listen to the released version, there's the bass, it's got an 80s feel to it. but still acoustic and rockish. And
great.
Yeah. So.
And are you going to be playing with your band?
I will be with my band. Good. Yes, I'm excited.
Yes. Anytime my band will be there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that possibly the Turnbuckles?
Yes. Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles. Is Samantha Grimes' band have a name?
Nah, it's me.
That's awesome.
Yep. Everyone always says that.
Or that's when all it needs.
Yeah, you know, I rock my name and I'm proud of it.
That's great.
But I know for a while, you know, people were putting Samantha Grimes' band. Mm-hmm. You know, like they do the Joanne Parker band. Yes. And all this different stuff. And I don't know. For some reason, I like just put Samantha Grimes. And what's really cool is I'm working with musicians that are all for it. They just love to play music.
Yeah.
And they're also in a million other projects, too. Just that's how you can tell you're an elder in the music community.
Whoa.
We are elders. We have to accept
this. If you say you're an elder, what am I?
You're an elder.
Eldest.
Eldest.
Careful now.
You're a Hellcat.
You started when you were 19, right?
Well, I played my first show when I was 14.
Okay.
I started.
Got a beer bottle thrown at her at 19.
Yes. Yeah, 19 was the beer bottle and the play free bird and the angriness. Oh, gosh. I have a rule. If anyone shouts play free bird during one of my shows, they have to pay me $20.
There you go.
Yeah, good. It's a nice little extra money maker because people do that a lot.
Yep.
Oh, it's so funny.
They probably don't even know the song.
Right, yeah. Right. They just hear, yeah. We just know about it.
Yep. One time I did learn it on piano and did it as a surprise because it's a given. Someone's going to shout it. So I remember playing it one time and people were like, oh. But yeah, no, I started playing guitar when I was 5 and I was writing songs about my rats and about everything that a 5, 6, 7-year-old would ever write about. And then my mom wanted me to be a Christian singer. Mm. Yeah. But instead of writing about Jesus, I started writing about boys.
Well, that's kind of the same thing, you know?
It's true, just a little
Mary
different
Mary Magdalene would have done that. Right. She would have wrote a great song about Jesus.
She would have.
Yes.
Yes. Instead, I'm focusing on a little more of the darker side of men. Hence the murder folk. Yeah.
It happens.
Sorry, Mike.
Hey, that's okay. I get it. As a guy, I get it.
Right. It's just the pronouns. It could be changed around pretty easily.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just, they're interchangeable. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a Mad Lib.
It is. I love Mad Libs.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That's an excellent way to write a song.
Have you ever thought about doing that? Like getting an old Mad Lib book and then filling it in?
Yeah, I used to teach a songwriter class when I was doing, what do they call it when it's within your community? Like community ed.
Community ed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wow.
It's like community ed. What's
like
it called?
Community education or something like it. But yeah, I used to do that where that was one of the ways to inspire and kind of spark creativity was using those old Mad Libs. And it was really cool. The library had donated a bunch of their ones that were donated to them for that class. So yeah, Mad Libs, I support it.
Libraries are great.
Libraries are great, Katie. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a segue.
Into what?
Into more library talk.
Into more library talk.
That's why she has that perfect like pitch with her voice when she talks. I could listen to Katie talk all day. It's her library voice.
Well, thank you very much.
There it was.
Yes. Libraries are for everyone. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, when your kids were growing up, did you give them the shh? When they get really loud, like the librarian shh.
Do you think I'm a shh librarian?
No.
No.
I am not a shh librarian. No, I'm the library that I want, you know, to have as be known for Katie's library is the place where people can get together and work collaboratively. You'll also find a quiet corner, but there is reading, but there's also interactive things.
Okay.
Yes.
So a fun library.
Boisterous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast,
almost
actually.
A student union, but not. It has information for everything, for everyone about everything, freely, free information.
Free information. Mm-hmm. Don't have to pay for it. It's no paywall.
No paywall.
It's one of the worst things the internet has ever brought about are paywalls.
Yeah.
I can see it for some things, but other things, I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
So
it's fine for Feet Finder, but you know.
Or Paw Topless.
PawTopless.com. Yeah. Someone's running with that idea right now.
Yes.
This is the scary part. AI is going to go crazy.
Yes. Yeah, it's so tricky.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. It's advanced so far in the short amount of time. I don't know if it's gotten worse or better. It's just...
Yeah, advanced is a good way to put it.
Advanced, which tells me that it was around for such a long time before it actually got released.
Oh, sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
So
I used AI to help create the graphic for the Mama Hellcat show.
Yeah, see, and that's AI for good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So not AI for bad. So, which there's a lot of that going around because mm-hmm. that's what people do.
I went through several versions.
Yes.
To get the kittens with wings riding motorcycles.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's BA. Because I can't swear on the radio.
Oh, thank you. So. Yeah. Yes. There were some things on it that I tried to get AI to take off or to change. But then it started to give three wings to one cat and one wing to the other cat.
And that would just be crazy.
Yeah, and then it was scooter rather than a motorcycle. No. So then I did bring it into Photoshop and tweaked it and made it its own piece of art. It was Nikki Lemire that came up with the concept of the art. And it was Samantha Grimes, my woman here, who came up with the title,
yes,
Mama Hellcats.
Nice. I always, when it comes to AI, I always look at the number of fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they always get it wrong, but it looks pretty good.
The cat paws look correct, don't they?
Right. And it doesn't, because they're cats, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You can just be like, well, that cat was born with...
That's a Chernobyl cat.
Yeah, with five claws.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of Chernobyl, and then we'll get back, I've been reading a lot about Chernobyl for some reason lately.
Really?
Yeah, I just listened to an audiobook about it.
Oh, fascinating.
So depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, like, the closest to, like, a biography of someone that you could get to that lived through it, and I was like, oh, depressing.
I find it absolutely, well, Russian history in general is fascinating.
It's fascinating, but it's still, I was like, man, oh, man.
It was a selfish act by a man that wanted to advance his career.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's just, and the effects of it still today. I would love to go to Pripyat. You know, I think that would be amazing to go over there. And now you can. Mm-hmm. I want to go help rescue puppies.
Ooh.
That's what they're doing over there right now. Or at least that's
what... Is it safe enough to go in there now?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you got to carry your little meter.
Your and Geiger.
Your Geiger counter and hope it doesn't go...
And then if it does, you turn right around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dulce Dania, you know.
Yeah, you run as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Without breathing.
Yeah.
So you don't get it in your...
Oh, yeah.
I did see a show not too long ago. They went into... God, I can't... I think... They didn't go into the power plant, but they went into like a building next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the firefighters' uniforms were still there.
Yeah.
And they put their Geiger counter and they just...
Right.
And they were like, get out.
Did you watch the show Chernobyl on
HBO?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then see the comparisons of the real footage to scenes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just devastating, but fascinating.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Did we? Did we, though?
Did we? Three Mile Island? I don't know.
Well, Three Mile Island happened before Chernobyl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Because that was the China Syndrome.
Oh.
So they were worried about the China Syndrome during Chernobyl.
What was the one in that didn't one come close to melting down in the United States?
Oh, maybe.
Well, in recent, like the last 20 years, and I can't remember, I'll have to, I guess my TikTok algorithm is going to change.
Yes, you're going to have to do some.
Yeah, don't open Facebook right now. Wait till we get a little further into the interview and then...
Yes, then we'll open
it. Then we'll see. What did we talk about? Let me open... Oh, that's right.
It'll be ads for Geiger counters.
Right, yeah. It'll be Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon sending
you. Exactly.
Yeah, or Wish. Just be a cardboard box.
Yeah, with a metronome.
Yeah. You can write a song to it.
Yeah, it's multi-use Geiger.
I don't know if you're around radiation, but you'll... Be able to keep the beat to whatever you're playing.
And then you'd have your Mad Libs.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. I will be good for the first 36 hours.
All right, so let's get into some music. We have two songs that we're going to play. We have one from each.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
We have Vines by Katie Tessman. And then after that, we're going to hear Wendy Darling by Samantha Grimes. And then we're going to go into the weather.
Fun.
Yeah, and then we're going to finally get serious after the weather and do three random questions.
Perfect.
Because I don't know how serious these questions are going to get.
Yeah, you never know.
They're random.
Very random.
Yeah.
Mike, do we get to talk about the songs that you're going to play?
You will.
Okay.
After
Excellent.
We play them.
Because I want to hear all about Katie's.
We will get to Katie's song. You like how I just like...
That was a dramatic pause.
Dramatically, yeah.
And, we will. And I'm here for it.
Get there. Perfect. That's the things you have to do to make number two.
Yeah.
In the Minnesota
to
music.
To make number two.
To make number two.
Yep. There goes
to
my
make
TikTok
two,
algorithm.
Yeah. So good.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. We'll make sure we say that a lot at the end. So, all right. You're listening to the 945 show on Frogtown Community Radio.
I can knock it down. Cut it back, I can try, but it will always reach for the sky, searching and longing, demanding to fly, but most times it leads to goodbye. Mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled. Mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled. It falls hard when it hits the ground. Tough, connected, persistent, oh love, mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled, mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled. Down, cut it back, I can try.
Yesterday you came to me, took my hand and explained to me your pain. The feelings don't feel right for you, and everybody wants you to behave. But Wendy, darling, you'll be okay. Wendy, darling, all those nights of sleeping rough, waking up and acting tough for why? 'Cause people only let you down, break your heart and steal your crown for pride. pride. But Wendy, darling, look, there's a star. Wendy, darling, it's not very far. Last boys you're looking for stole a boat and they rowed to shore today. Cause they don't know you like I do, and they won't stay and stick it through like me. I fear missed opportunities, loving you, I'm on my knees, I pray. Wendy, darling,
most important part of the song.
It really is.
That was a lot of songs.
Wendy Darling by Samantha Grimes, one of my in-studio guests. Before that, we heard Vines by my other in-studio guest, Katie Tessman. Great songs. And I think when you were in last time, Samantha, we played Wendy Darling, and it was the radio world premiere of Wendy Darling.
And I usually like to have you premiere songs.
And I like premiering songs.
That's what makes you number two.
That's right. I am number two. You were just talking about your algorithm, and now you're helping your algorithm.
I know.
Get all goofy. So
unfortunate. Yes.
When I was here in October, you premiered one of my songs for my album, Kiss Me.
That's
that was
right.
The song that you
yes.
see. Look at that.
Just premiering things left and right.
Everybody loves you.
And we are celebrating number two because this is the second time both Samantha and I have been on your show.
Right. It's full circle.
Number two.
Celebration. Yes.
Samantha just said number two into her phone. And now it's for sure going to be a messed up algorithm. Don't open anything for like 3 hours.
You're correct.
Well, let's talk about those songs. And I know Samantha really wants to know about Vines. So let's start with Vines.
Tell us
about that song.
I am a participant in the Singer-Songwriter Songwriting Challenge. It's a Facebook group. And every week we get a prompt word. And the sessions are about 10 weeks long. And my first session was in winter of 23. And the prompt word was vines. And my reaction was, no. I'm not going to write a song based on that prompt. And that has been very traditionally my response to those prompt words. But then I wrote this song. And it's about love. Just like a vine, it really has a mind of its own. Like love. And there's all different kinds of vines like love. And so that's what the song is about.
Do you find that your best songs write themselves quickly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you. It features Jillian Ray on strings.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of power in that track then.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And then we listened to Wendy Darling.
We did listen to Wendy Darling.
The story of Wendy is my favorite story of all time.
Tell us about Wendy.
All right, gather around, children. Listen to an elder millennial. So, Wendy, I know I've mentioned prior that I work full time. And a woman that works where I work, she oftentimes will read books when things are a little slow, which I fully support because I love to read as well. And she was going through a phase where she was reading let's keep it PG, erotic novels.
Hmm.
Yes. And she was reading one about Wendy and Peter Pan,
yeah,
and the Lost Boys and the Shadow. All of them together.
It's getting deep.
It was really, yes, very much so. And she was reading this excerpt, and it was just grotesque and highly inappropriate subject matter. And I remember sitting there and thinking, you know, I could write a love song about this.
Yes. Yes.
Turned it into something beautiful.
Yeah. So I went home that night, and like I said to you, you know, the fastest writing is usually the songs that end up the best for me. And that one, Wendy, was written in 10 minutes tops. Mm-hmm. And it just, I'd had this idea for a picking pattern. And then all I'd thought about was Peter Pan writing his love to Wendy. And then I thought that, you know, mental health is a big thing right now, not only because it's Mental Health Awareness Month for May, but also just in general, we're all very focused on our mental health. And in the song, you know, Peter Pan talks about how he's worried about Wendy's mental health and that she is struggling in society and that he just wants her to know that he's there and that he loves her and supports her. And so, yeah, so I wrote that song. But every single show I play live, I tell that story. And everyone's like, oh, my.
Because it starts off like, where is this going?
Yes. Yes. And the song that came from such a horrific image in my mind turned into, you know, my first song that hit commercial radio. And it won Pop Song of the Year and a bunch of other things. And it's just, it's been awesome. So thank you for playing it.
I love Absolutely. That one. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing it. Mm-hmm. So both songs started with a little trepidation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now they're...
Yeah.
They've been birthed into the world and being played on the radio.
Your vocabulary is just stunning.
Today it is, yes. So.
What's in your mug?
I can't tell you what's in the mug. The FCC doesn't want me... No, I'm just kidding. It's just coffee.
So you're getting your caffeine.
I'm getting my caffeine, yeah. It's usually Saturdays. It's coffee during the show. And then immediately to a Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. I've got this thing.
Sweet, you know, bubbles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need aspartame after I have brown water, I guess.
Okay.
So
yeah. You got your bean water.
Huh? Yeah, bean water, and then I have aspartame water. So, you know, it's anything artificial in one of the drinks, and then.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Then mm-hmm. I'm trying to do more water. I'm trying to get better at the water.
How's that working for you?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying for 46 years.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah, it's not working very well.
It might be a Gen X thing.
It might be. Yeah.
Because I've noticed I like really have to be aware. I'm going to drink water now.
I drink the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly what I... When I make coffee in the morning, I make the coffee, and then while I've got my pitcher of water out, I pour a mug full of water, mm-hmm. and then I down that.
Good.
So, because you're supposed to have water right away in the morning.
You are.
Because it helps lubricate your joints and your organs and all sorts of stuff.
Where do energy drinks fall in the mix? What if we have a couple of those right away in the morning?
I would probably sneak in that mug of water.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the energy drinks. Gotcha. I would feel better about.
Okay.
About
Maybe
you.
That will start the stop the heart palpitations. Yeah.
How's your eyesight? That really messes with your eyesight, all those
energy drinks. Is that why I had to get glasses recently?
It Maybe. May have been. How many, we're going to dive deep into this. How many energy drinks do you do in a day?
Well, fortunately, I've been trying to cut back.
Okay.
But probably 2 to 3.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That really is a lot.
Along with coffee.
Oh. Well, you know what, though? Coffee, they say, and I've heard, and I believe this because I want it to be true.
Of course.
That they say if you can't get water and you only have coffee, that's the next best thing.
Gotcha.
Because it really is just brown water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But without the milk and the sugar.
Yes. Yeah, with nothing in it.
Oh. Oh, my. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, and I'm waiting for, I've had this eye twitch for several months.
That is the energy drinks.
Samantha.
I think we're both like... disappointed parents with you right now.
You are. It's okay. I'll at least try to cut out the, what are the B12 shots and all that stuff.
You could switch to green tea.
Yes.
Because that is a natural stimulant.
Okay.
And it's very hydrating.
Gotcha.
I love my chai.
I can do a chai.
So the spicy, sweet, warm milk. Mmm. That's what that's what gets me up in the morning, gets me out of the bed.
Do you do that before a show?
No, milk isn't good for the vocal cords.
Yeah, okay. It makes it...
Yeah, chocolate isn't either, Drat.
Peanut butter,
no.
And a mouthful of peanut butter, trying to sing probably doesn't work either.
But you could get from the Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yes. Lemon juice in the water helps the water not be so sloshy in your stomach.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yep, I do lemon juice before shows, and I don't eat before shows because I get a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Number two.
You know, the best part is that everybody listening to their phone is picking up every time you say number two.
Good luck, especially if they've got the messenger open.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going to be rough
trouble.
For them.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. Maybe it helps one person. If I help one person, then my job is done.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, maybe I'll have AI draw me a picture of the number two rated podcast and we'll see what happens.
This is amazing.
Minnesota. Yeah. And maybe they'll get you'll get a lake or a loon in the picture, too.
Oh, a maybe. Loon with your face on it.
And some number two.
And some number two.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to see how bad it'll get. That's
Can you also add in pa topless?
You know, later on today, when I'm sitting around doing nothing, I'm going to do this, see what picture comes up, and I'm sending it to both of you.
Perfect.
Okay.
So. I'm so excited. Careful, though.
Yeah, well, I'll email it first.
Okay.
And then when we all come back and laugh. So.
We're just ready.
Oh, we are. I see that. I was just about to do, okay, we're at the best time of the show. Now, hold on a second.
It is now time for the WFNULP Out the Window Weather Report.
Pee out the window.
There you go.
That's number one.
Yeah, the weather's number one on this show.
Oh, my gosh.
What we're going to do now is look out the window and the ladies are going to tell us what the weather is like. All right, go for it.
Oh, it is so squinty smiley out there.
Yes, it is sun blinding.
I love it. The sky is kind of a white blue right now because it's so early.
Yes, it's early in the day. I'm also looking at the flag on top of... That's not the Capitol, is it?
It is.
It is? Okay. I'm looking at the flag on top of the Capitol, and it is blowing a little bit. Just a little bit.
If you get the picture right, it'll look like it's like starched and straight out.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that it's 62 degrees.
Good guess.
Yeah, right.
Good guess.
And I think the Aurora Borealis is going to be at like a factor 6 or 7. I think it's happening right now.
It is.
And we just can't see it.
Yep. Yeah, even our phones can't see it right now.
No.
So
crazy.
Yeah. The Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. I can't remember what the Southern Lights are called. It's like the Aurora Australis or something.
Yeah.
So that's the Southern Lights, Southern Hemisphere. They got to give it a different name, I guess.
Of course, it's different down there.
Yeah. We have good chance. Well, we have like a slightly better chance to slightly worse chance. I got to get my words right. See, you complimented me on my words.
Chance tonight of seeing the Aurora Borealis versus last night, which was an amazing light show.
Yes.
Love it.
It was really, really magical, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was really cool.
I didn't see any colors, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, we went West Metro.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there are so many cars.
The northeastern sky was where it was, like this way.
We went west and looked to the north, and there were like swirling white. Mm. And I took pictures, and then I was able to edit them on my phone, and then the green and the purple came through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was, you know, my husband, he said, it's just a filter, because he's curmudgeon-y, and he didn't want to come outside.
Oh.
And I said, no, you know, on the iPhone, if you have it in the night mode, and it does that delay, so it picks up everything.
Yeah, the exposure is longer.
Yeah, the exposure is longer. And that's, I set that up, and about 5 seconds, it was able to pick up the purple and
But could
and
you see the colors with your naked
yes.
eye?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, see, I couldn't see it with the naked eye. I could just kind of see, like, I think what you saw, just kind of like a white blotch.
Yes, it was.
And then if you really squinted, you'd be like, oh, wait, I do see some movement. And then I took my phone out, and I was like, oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, so, good. And where were you?
I was in the middle of St. Paul.
Okay.
So near the St. Paul Roseville area.
Mm-hmm. I'm about an hour north in Wisconsin, And so we saw the purples, we saw the greens.
So there was no night light pollution.
Yeah, there was no light pollution.
This is, I got the, what do they call them, the candles?
Yeah, the candlesticks coming up out of the horizon.
Yeah, just barely, but I got them. Yeah. So.
It was amazing.
Have you ever seen the Northern Lights before?
Yes,
I've seen them once before, and we were north of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and I was probably 10 years old, and I remember my parents waking up, me and my brother and sister up, and we drove to the other side of the lake to look north, and it was beautiful greens, very bright mm-hmm. greens, and then a purple, and then...
Were they dancing?
And yep, they were moving. Oh, nice. It was very dreamy, and I was, you know, half asleep. Then we went into the car, and then we went to the pit, and we saw some more, but it wasn't very good because the trees were too tall, and then we went to the dump, and we had to stay in the car because we didn't know if the bears were going to be in the dump.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, those bears.
Yeah, it was quite the experience.
I saw them.
Very great outdoors-like.
Yeah. I was flying to England, and the plane was going over the Atlantic, and looking all around out the plane, you could see all of the... refractions of the light and everything. It was it was ethereal. It was so cool.
That's really cool.
Yep.
And did they keep the cabin lights off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
And of course, you know, the pilot came over and said, if you look out your window, you'll see the Aurora Borealis, and he kept everything low. Mm. And it was so cool. It was like a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
You know, when you had the little white polar bears during Christmas, and they got the Northern Lights. It was just like that. It was
Did he use his pilot voice, too?
He did.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look out to the left side of the plane, you'll see the Aurora Borealis.
How about you, Mike? Have you seen him before?
I have. I was driving in a car going. It was just before Hinckley. That was about 20 years ago. So it wasn't as cool as last night because I was actually able to go out and enjoy it because I was in a moving car and it was kind of getting me car sick trying to watch it. But they weren't dancing as much. It was just like there's some green lights in the sky. Mm-hmm. So...
What a time to be alive. We get to see all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got eclipses. You got Mama Hellcats.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
What more do you need? I mean, really.
You need a fundraiser on June 2nd.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Katie Tessman, you are just so awesome. Yes, June 2nd. Mike, tell us more about your fundraiser.
Sure. June 2nd is our radiothon for WFNU. We are trying to pay the rent. It's our pay the rent party.
Yay!
Our goal is $10,000 to get us 12 more months here in our studio. And you can join us by listening starting at midnight, June 2nd. Bridge and I have the first 3 hours, midnight to 3 a.m. We got some fun stuff planned, fun stuff we're working on. So listen to that. And then you can go to our Facebook page to get more information at WFNU. Or Frogtown Community Radio. Either way, you'll find it. So check it out. Tell us about the Green Room on June 2nd.
Yes, June 2nd. Miss Katie Tessman here to my left. You can't see her if you're listening in. her and I, you know, we were in the throes of planning Mama Hellcats. And then we had Amanda Grace, who you've met and adore.
Yeah.
And she was originally one of the moms that I had reached out to for Mama Hellcats, but with some scheduling issues, it couldn't come to pass that she would be part of this bill. And so we kind of all thought together, maybe we should put another show together, and that would give us a chance to be able to play with her. And, of course, Katie and I wanted to hang out because we're best friends.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so the Green Room was kind enough to book us for that evening, and that's June 2nd at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be the three songstresses and our bands. Yeah. And the Green Room is that new venue in Uptown.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a really great place to hear music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that you're like, well, we can't get this one together, but we'll get another one.
It is most likely because we are Hellcats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't take the word no too seriously. And there's, you know, my goal for this year... just coming off of such a wonderful last year, it was to play places I have not played before.
Sure.
And that was something that was really important to me. And the Green Room has been on that list for a little while now. People always remind me of my bucket list venues that I post once in a while. And Green Room is on it. So I'm super excited.
Nice.
I get to be part of you checking that off.
You do.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah. And still working on First Ave.
Right.
Yep. Amazing.
Yes.
We
have a plan.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
So how can I help make that happen?
Oh, well you can find us the couple.
Yes. Yeah, so
there's a couple?
Yeah.
How much time do we have, Mike?
you know what? Let's do the three questions, okay, then we'll describe.
Right. Then we'll describe.
Yeah, otherwise, we'll do it off the air, okay. And then we can.
And then those listening, if you have questions, you can Facebook or Instagram us.
Right, exactly. It'll be fun.
Great.
So, all right. So we have three random questions coming up now. And, of course, it's been a couple weeks, and we've been doing this for a while, so I have to do this.
It's time for the 945 show. Three random questions.
Yeah.
See, is that you?
No. I paid some English guy to do that.
Oh, so, fun.
Yeah, and he smashed it out of the park.
Yes.
So I like it. So it's three random questions. Washington University put together a random question generator website. It's very easy. Just Google random question generator. It'll be the first thing that pops up, and there's a rubber ducky floating on the screen, and that's the one that you have. And then you just click the click for question button. Okay, first question. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator?
Oh, no.
Ski lift. 100%.
Oh, I think I'd have to say elevator.
Why?
Ski lifts scare me.
Aren't you claustrophobic?
I was going to say.
I am claustrophobic, but I think I could MacGyver myself up out of the top.
Oh.
See, I already have an exit plan.
You do?
I could not MacGyver myself down. I have no upper body strength.
Oh.
Like, well, off the ski lift.
Okay.
And just, no.
But here's the thing. When that elevator goes down, I think it's going to be a harder landing than if you foof into a poof of snow at the ski hill.
Oh, no, I couldn't do it. How about you, Mike?
I would do the ski lift. But so my question, this is a bonus question. It'd be a follow-up question. Why do you have to get off the ski lift? Why can't you just wait?
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would just wait.
And you don't have to designate a pee corner.
Right. That's true.
Because you could just pee.
Yeah.
What if you were stuck with five other people on the elevator?
It'd be really hot.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah.
And then
ski lifts scare me. I love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. When in doubt, you go outside, and you're on the ski lift is outside. But nope, I think I would just fall to my death.
Wow. See, my fear would be if you're trying to get out of the elevator. Like, let's say you're stuck in between floors, and you can't open the door.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to climb out because what if it falls and then?
Oh,
you get
right.
Well, I would make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we got two That's mics.
Very final destination.
Even when I had an MRI, I had an exit plan.
Oh, okay.
So, like, there's a problem. Yeah. Instantly, I thought of an exit plan. So this random question told me your exit plan works in the elevator.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, question number two. What are you a natural at? I've got two musicians in the room, and that's the question that came up.
Okay. Addendum. Oh. You can't pick music.
Oh.
There you go.
My parents say my superpower is optimism.
Aww.
So I think that's what I'm a natural at.
You're a natural at optimism.
I'm a natural at mountain biking.
Yeah.
Like a duck to water. I love it.
There you go.
Great.
You always wear a helmet though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's very important. I used to race for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Really?
Yeah, and in Red Wing, I was at a state race there, and I was in the lead, and I flipped over.
You were number two?
I was number one, baby. And I crashed pretty severely, and the doctor said, because it was a whole ordeal, ambulance out, all that kind of
stuff.
Wow. And they said if I hadn't been wearing a helmet, which it's required when you're racing.
Right.
But had I not, I would have been dead. It was the impact on the back of the head would have just taken me out. So helmets are a must.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being smart.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm glad.
Yeah. So, cribbage boards for me.
Oh. That is what you're natural at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It only took me 3 years to become a natural at it, but.
Artistry in general. You're a creative
soul. There you
soul.
Go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number three. What is your favorite piece of clothing you own? That is a random question. And not one I would think to ask.
Right.
I have and you see it in pictures all the time. I have a black blazer that I wear to most shows because I can put anything under it. That's mm-hmm. usually sparkly because I love sparkles. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a sad day when the threads go bare on that bad boy. Mm. Yeah, I love it. How about you, Katie?
I have a dark gray down vest that I usually put on whenever I'm cold. Working at home, I just zip it up, and I think that is my... And it scrunches down, packs down really small.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I would never perform in it, though.
No, it'd be a little sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder what Mike's is.
I like wearing gym shorts. Gym shorts are my favorite.
Okay. So you wear them all winter?
I do not. Well, inside the house I do. Mm-hmm. I don't go outside with them. I have a cousin who does that outside. I'm like, you're that guy.
Yeah.
And I can't like you, but you're my cousin, so I have to. So.
How's your wife feel about your gym short obsession?
Oh, she's so for it.
Good.
Good. She's like, oh, you're not wearing gym shorts today. She's I'm like, no, sweatpants. So, no, sweatpants are fun, too.
I've got some good ones.
So, I've gotten to the point, I am at that age where, like, sweatshirts during the winter, not really a winter coat.
Oh.
You, like, mm-hmm. put on a sweatshirt and a winter cap, and I'm fine.
Oh, you have turned it into an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, but I have multiple colors. It's not just, like, all black.
Oh, okay.
So, although the WFNULP 94.1 FM St. Paul sweatshirt.
I have one.
Is one of my favorite ones.
Soft.
So. Mm. It's very comfy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let's talk about the show one more time.
Great.
Mama Hellcats, May 16th.
Please buy your tickets, people.
Yeah, advance tickets would be really a helpful thing to do so that we'll have an idea of how many people to expect. And then we will know that we are getting a healthy donation to the organizations that we're supporting. That are resources for domestic violence, victims turning survivors.
Yes, and even if you cannot attend, purchase an advance ticket because it'll be a donation to these wonderful causes. And I, you know, that we should put that like nationwide. And then they'll say, oh my gosh, we sold, you know, 1,000 tickets. And we'll be like, yes, we did.
Yes,
they're
we
all
did.
Coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do it like a graduation party announcement. Because you know you're going to get some.
It'd be a good Mother's Day gift.
Yes.
You could pre-order the tickets, present them to your mom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Any person that you feel close to that you would like to share something like this with is a great way to celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah. Right. And at the beginning of the show, I said everyone has to spend $100 on their mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be perfect.
Yep.
So.
And The Hook is a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could write it off.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So, I would.
Ooh, we should have gone the corporate sponsor route too. What were we thinking?
Next year.
Next year.
Mama Hellcats number two.
Number two.
Number two. And then on year three, it would be Mama Hellcats number two, part two.
Oh.
Because you can't, you know, you're going to have to fit the number two in there on every one.
Yes.
See.
Yes.
The marketing genius we have in this room, I think, is just.
We should really start.
It's dancing like the aurora.
That's right.
So there's six mamas who rock. We're going to perform at the Hook and Ladder. It'll be a music festival. I'll be there. Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles. Samantha Grimes will be there.
Fa, 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 fa.
Annie and the Bang Bang. Nikki Lemire. Kashimana. And Haley E. Rydell.
Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of powerhouse women.
Yeah.
That's right. And you have Ann Tracy hosting.
Ann Tracy hosting.
Is she running back and forth between both stages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's going to be, she needs gym shorts.
Yes.
And sneakers.
Yeah.
So we'll follow the voice of Ann Tracy. So she'll be at one stage introducing the first and then, where's Ann now? She's over there. Let's go over there.
Yeah.
So the back and forth of the two stages and you just walk right past the merch table and the information table.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Mama Hellcats t-shirts.
Yes, we
do.
We're selling that feature the artwork of the kittens with wings on motorcycles.
With the appropriate number of finger paws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very nice.
That's the correct number.
How about stickers, buttons, anything like that?
I've got stickers made.
Ah, mm-hmm. See, I'm a sticker guy.
Oh, good.
So I like stickers.
Good. You do like stickers.
So I do. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm. You are. So. That's okay. We'll get you a book.
Yeah. I was going to say, I need a sticker book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yes.
I wonder, somebody needs to make a Twin Cities music sticker book.
That's a great idea.
And then you can, it's like it a in, passport.
Like a yeah. passport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because you go to the green room at the Turf Club, and there's stickers all over the air ducts.
Every green room, people are putting their stickers.
Yeah, Amsterdam's full of stickers. Even their bathroom's full of stickers.
You just came up with an award-winning idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The 945 show, Twin Cities Music Passport.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're getting it done.
Yep. So, trademark TM. We called it.
Yeah.
Dibs.
All right, now there's only like one person out there going, oh man.
Well, they can help us.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
go.
Inquire
with them.
Because it is community. Everything's better when there's more people involved.
That's right,
Katie.
That is very NPR.
And it's a good that's reminder that we're not alone in this thing called life.
Yes.
Ooh, you should write that down and put that in a song. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what Vines is too, because
she's gonna say no.
Yeah. no is a full sentence.
Yes.
No, so is that
no.
yes
we
yep. So all right, well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
It was had a blast talking to both of you. So I think from now on we're gonna need both of you in at the same time,
clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, mm-hmm.
And then maybe someday Bridge will be here.
Someday. Bridge, we're thinking of
you. Yeah.
That's right. Can't do it without Bridge. Wouldn't be number two without Bridge.
It takes two to be number two.
That is correct.
And to make a thing go right.
Oh, that is true. Mm-hmm. Put that in a song.
Wait.
Wait a minute. All right. Thanks for listening to the 945 show on WFNULP. We'll see you next week when we will have Nikki Lemire in studio.
Yay.
Excited about that. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. And we'll see you next time.